I'm so sure you identify that instrumental. And I could bet that majority of you, when I mean majority, I'm talking about 80% of you, knows that song and identifies that beat, knows the song, and then you sang along, right? Yeah, I did the same too. I hope everyone is doing okay today. This is Open Conversation with Nasarike, and I am here again. I told you this 2023 is you and I. I mean, I'm glad to be back again. Just in case you haven't listened to our previous podcast, Hurdles. Yes, please do not hesitate to go back to listen and leave me a comment. I want to hear from you. I always want to hear from you. I'm always glad when I get feedback from you. You could also send me a mail at talkingcots, talkingcots at gmail.com. You can always write to me. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to? You could always rant to me. You know, I got you, girl. I got you, boy. You know, I got you, sis. I got you, bro. You know, I am so elated to be back. I have lots of things. I also have lots of packages. I have a long list of guests. I have a long list of activities to do. You know, I'm just so glad to be back again. And today we're going to be talking about feelings. You got me in my feelings. You know, everybody's definition of in my feelings, quote unquote, is different. I mean, everyone, you talk about feelings, everyone's like, oh, it's just love, oh, it's a crush, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. But today, I won't just be talking about love alone. I'll be talking about different things. I'm talking about the type of feelings that we have, and you know, how to, like, you know, manage, go your way. I'm not manage, but go your way through it. How to basically handle being in charge of your feelings and not let your feelings control you. But first, I would like to make a reference to one of my favorite books. You know what it is? Oh, you don't know my favorite book? Oh man, my favorite book, one of my favorite books that I finished in 2022. It was one of the books I was like, I'm gonna start and finish in 2022. That's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, man. Okay, I don't know if I'll have to cost one. Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. Yeah, by Mark Mason, a counterintuitive approach, living a good life. I so much love this book. If you haven't read this book, please, I really do recommend you to read this. I really do recommend you reading this book. And I wanted to read it with an open heart. I wanted to read it with an open mind and be ready to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Be ready to, you know, make adjustments to certain aspects of your life. Be ready to grow. Be thirsty for the knowledge. Be thirsty for what you want to gain from the book. Because I don't know how Mark could pack so many brilliant ideas, so many brilliant ideologies, so many brilliant theories, so many brilliant observations and research. And do you know why I like the book? It's because it's very, very relatable. It's a very, very relatable book because it talks about you personally, how to handle people, work, everything. It's just so, so relatable. I love the book. I enjoyed it. And I'm very sure that I'm going to read it again later in life. And I'm so glad I read it at that point of my life because I really, really needed something to grow with. And you know what to say, treasures hiding within the pages of book? That was so true. But first of all, let me first recommend this book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life by Mark Mason. I want you to please read the book. Because I'm just going to be talking, I have my own notes, my own personal notes, but then there's a part of that book that I want to discuss about, do you understand? And I want you to understand. And knowing that book is a book of treasures, just like finding a treasure chest.
It's so wonderful. There's so many truths hidden within it, and you're like, oh my God. Those, you know, those you don't even know that you need, and those you need, or those you've in one way been searching for answers, and voila, you can find it there. So we all have been in our feelings at one point in time, I think at every stage of our life. Now, when I'm talking about feelings, I'm not just talking about love. I'll be talking about the range of emotions that we have. There's love, there's happiness, there's fulfillment, there's loss, there's failure, there's betrayal, there's sadness, and there's grief. Now, the thing is just is that I'm just going to make like a bit of explanations in between, and what you apply to one, you basically can apply to all. Yeah, that's how it looks like. It's simple, but life is more complicated than that. Do you understand? And I'm not trying to make things complicated for you. I'm just trying to make things, you know, I want to break it down. I want to make it simple. I want it to be like relatable also, because I would say that out of this 8 that I've mentioned, I can say I have experienced, basically I've experienced all, because I've experienced grief, and grief, you know, grief could be as a result, could be a complication of loss and sadness, and also betrayal. Because grief basically comes from when you lose someone, when something is lost. Could be someone, could be something, could be yourself. You could lose yourself and you're like, oh, I miss my old self. I miss the way I would do things. I miss the way I used to be before I got married, before I got this job, before I had kids. And you don't even know you're grieving. I mean, and you know, we have 5 stages of grief. No, I'm still going to go through all that, but this is just the intro part. Just stay tuned and dance again, and then I'll be back. Okay, so now the thing is for you to understand this emotion, this charade, this range of emotions. The first thing first that has to come to place is self-awareness. But first of all, emotions are part of our lives. Do you know? Emotions are part of our lives that influences, that could even come as a result of certain activities, certain experiences, certain decisions. It could be as a result of some decisions. It's part of our lives. But now the thing is that some of us make a mistake of making emotions our lives. We make our emotions decide for us. I'm happy, so I want to go out. I'm sad, I don't want to go out. I feel so angry. I don't want to talk to this person. No, you should talk to this person because you are angry. Emotions, rather, well, we all make emotions. So we make emotions like a map. The map tells you what to do, tells you where to go, where to get the bus to go so you can get to your destination. It shouldn't be that way. I should be the one in charge of my emotions. I should be able to rein in my emotions. I should not let my emotions, you know, control me. Emotions isn't supposed to make decisions for us. Emotions isn't supposed to influence how we act to people and all that. That doesn't even make sense. I would say it doesn't make sense, but it's not how it's meant to be. It shouldn't be that way. Do you understand? So emotions are part of our lives, and our lives shouldn't be based on it. In fact, we should be the one to be able to rein in these emotions. Like I said, self-awareness is the very important. It's very, very important. Finding yourself out by knowing who you are opens you up to a lot of things. It involves going through a charade of emotions and feelings, honestly, because when you find out who you are, that's when you begin to discover you are short-fused. That's when you know you aren't patient. That's when you know you have a very bad habit of talking to people. Then you, that's when you discover how you talk to people and you're like, nah, that's not fair. Do you understand? Self-awareness basically is when you become aware of what you do, how you do it, when you do it, who you do it to. And in the process of finding out who you are, in the process of knowing yourself, it's an infinity. It's just like an infinity loop, because you never totally discover yourself. You just keep doing it. When you know this part, you're like, oh, I've known this part now. You work on it, and then you move to the next, and then there's the next, and then there's the next, and then there's the next. And when you think like, oh, I think I've done enough, one pops in, hello, and you're like, oh my god, do I have to do this again? You sure I have to do this? Self-awareness is the first step to handling your emotions, handling your feelings, handling how you feel, handling your emotions that could have resulted from something that you've done or something you experienced, or even something someone said to you. It could be how they said it. It could be what they said. It could even be who said it. And the, according to the book by Mark Mason, he wrote something about self-awareness onion. You know, onion opens layers by layers, layer after layer. And you know the annoying thing about onions is when you open layer by layer, you are crying. So, what's self-awareness? What's self-discovery without tears? Because, girl, you are going to be, you know, discovering a lot of new things. And it isn't easy, oh. It's not easy, oh. So, according to the subtle art of not giving a fuck, the first layer of self-awareness is simple understanding of one's emotions. You understand, oh, when I do this, I'm happy. When this person comes to me, I feel fulfilled. When I do that, I'm sad. When someone says this to me, I get angry. That's the first thing. The first thing is to understand the emotions. Understand when you are happy. Understand when you are sad. Understand when you are angry. Understand when someone, when your emotions are triggered. And how do you even do that? You just have to sit down and just be observant. We all have this emotional blind spots where we just want to like just hide behind the facade, or hide behind the curtain and all that. And those were inappropriate things that we thought when we were growing up as children, as kids. You know, you are sad, but you have a visitor, you just have to smile, and because we have to act welcoming and all that, you know. And then some of us even picked that up and continued that into adulthood, and here we are living miserable lives. I mean, it's not easy, because when I was growing up, you have to be welcoming. I mean, you are the host. How can you be sad in an African home, Nigerian home to be precise? They will ask you, you are eating, you are going to school. Why are you sad? Why? You have no excuse to be sad. I hear, you know, before I read this book, I'm a nurse again. You have to be happy even when you are wailing inside of it. You have to be welcoming to patients. Because as sometimes I'm like, this patient, sometimes I'm going through worse than this patient, but I have to smile because I have to welcome you. I know you are discomfort, you are in pain, but I don't have to wear the mask of whatever I'm feeling. Do you understand? So that blind spot has really like caused a lot of havoc and made most of us so irrational with our emotions. We let our emotions control us, and it's not meant to be.
But when you understand, when you understand your emotions, you understand that, okay, this is why this I'm happy. When you understand that, okay, I'm happy at this moment, I'm sad at this moment, I'm hungry at this moment, I feel betrayed, I feel, do you understand those kind of things? And even when you feel, you understand that, oh, this thing I did, okay, I didn't do it because this is not the result, I didn't do it well, I didn't do it as I should, so this is why I'm having, this is why this didn't work out, this is why so and all that. So now the second step in, on the second layer of the self-aware onion is ability to ask why we feel certain emotions. So you understand, okay, I'm happy, why am I happy? I'm happy because I was able to save. Why am I happy? I'm happy because I was able to finish reading this book. You know, happiness comes from solving problems. That's now the key word is solving. Happiness comes from solving problems. Happiness comes from solutions. Do you understand? I'm happy because I was able to finish my chores. I was happy because I had the long to-do list and I was able to accomplish everything. I'm happy because I haven't been able to do my laundries for a couple of days, but I've been able to do it. That task is solved. Happiness is a form of action. It's not an activity. It's a form. Happiness is a verb. It's an action word. It's something that you do. It's, you can feel it. And you know, the funny thing is, problems never stop. Just like I said, you keep going from one problem to the other. You begin to identify so many. You know, the funny thing is that when you're on this journey of self-awareness, the certain things that you begin to identify, that you begin to come to terms with, that you begin to understand, they're actually problems that never stop. And the pain gotten from those problems are what makes you pay attention to it. You're angry. You feel the pain. You feel the emotion that you're angry. You are pained because of what someone said, how they said it, and who said it. Now, this form of pain, normally, you are meant to welcome it. You are meant to savor it. And we're meant to sustain it. Now, some people, when they're angry and the next thing, oh, I don't want to be angry anymore, they go listen to music. No. You are angry. You have to come to terms with, okay, I'm angry. Why am I angry? The second level of awareness is asking the why question. Why? Why am I angry? What happened? Why? Why? What triggered? What is the why and what? What triggered this emotion in me? Why? Why am I angry? Do you understand? So now the thing is that in this process of self-awareness, going by layer, discovering a lot of things, the first layer could take you 6 months. It's timeless. I mean, it could take you 6 months to even keep discovering it till your very last breath. Yes, that's how life is. I mean, life itself is a form of pain, so my dear. Everything serves a form of pain, and we don't actually and honestly know the difference between a positive and a negative experience. That's because we allow our emotions to take charge, to take the wheel. And it's not meant to be. It's never meant to be at all. So now, handling this whole charade or range of emotions is to understand it first. The second layer is ability to ask why and what. Why we feel these certain emotions. What triggered these certain emotions. What made feeling these emotions possible. Now, the third one is our personal values. Now, our personal values. Now, our personal values is that level that you've gotten to. That underlies everything you do. Value basically underlies everything we do. Do you understand? It underlies how you perceive things. Values are those things that makes you question your efforts. Values is what makes you ask yourself, why do I consider this thing a success? Why do I consider this thing a betrayer?
why do I consider this thing as a loss? Value is that stage of your life where you've gotten to that you begin to ask yourself, you begin to question some things, because if why you feel certain emotions is not even aligned to what you perceive as your own value, then that emotions is questionable. For example, I respect myself enough that I will not even put myself down for someone to talk low to me. In the first instance, I wouldn't be in such situations. Do you understand? I wouldn't be in such situations. I would not even be found in a gathering where so topic will be discussed. Hence, it would be impossible to have such type of feedback that would trigger some emotions in me. That's because my values is I would not be found in a gathering where this topic would be discussed. Do you understand? So when I'm not found in that gathering, I definitely will not be angry. I will not feel betrayed. I won't feel like a failure. I won't feel like I failed somewhere. Do you understand? If it's, let's take for example, indecent dressing. Okay, somebody wore a revealing top and then people were talking about it, blah, blah, blah. If I did not wear a revealing top, I would not even be a subject. I won't be a topic of this corner, or I won't be a topic on the table of where somebody is insulting somebody or they start to question your sanity and all that. Do you understand? So these things are, bit by bit. So when you begin to understand your personal value, you begin to understand that, this is not worth my time. This is not worth me being angry about. This is not worth me. I will not count this as failure because I do not even think in that direction. That does not even qualify me wasting my energy on. Does not even qualify me wasting my time on. Do you understand? So now, values help us. Values is what makes us question ourselves. Value underlies everything we do, everything we think and feel about a situation ultimately comes back to how valuable we perceive it to be. That is what Mark Mason said. Now, so there was this activity in the book that said, take a moment and think of something that is really bugging you. Now, ask yourself why it bugs you. Chances are the answer will involve a failure of some sort. Then take the failure and ask why it seems true to you. What if that failure wasn't really a failure? What if you've been looking at it the wrong way? I so much love this part because it makes me want to sit down and think. I think I'm going to write this. Let me add the flag. So I'm going to write this so you can always, work on it later on. Now, personal values are how we choose to measure and value the situation. And that's just basically how we take charge of the situation. Now, personal values are based in those standards that you, for yourself, you sit down and put up. I think I told you from the beginning that you're hearing more about my red book, my red journal. So, it's one of my 2022 goals. It's actually one of my 2022 goals that I started, and I'm so glad I did. Journaling, I mean, that's just on the side. So the thing is that in this process of my personal self journey and self discovery and all that, I was speaking with my mentor some days last year in 2022, and he asked me, what do I consider as my values? I mean, I was like, I don't want to be lonely. I want to be respectful. I want to be kind. And I was like, really should have three core values in your life. Now, you could have subsequent or sub, is it substandard we will call them? Yes, or additional values. So you said you have this set of values. Now, this set of things that you would measure everything, everything that you do, everything that, every standard that you use to measure your situations, what you do, where you are going to, the people you talk to, how you talk to them, if they do not fall under these core values that you have, you should lose them. So now, I mentioned five, but you told me three would only classify as core values. I ain't gonna tell you what my core values are, because it took me, November last year. How long has it took me? I don't know. 23 months to discover my core values. So you can see how long it was. Long, it was a long, hardful, painful one. I mean, bro, I was crying for most of the night. I sure did use a lot of pills. Legal pills, please. I mean, not, I mean, legal pills, please. So it was. It was really hard, because I always thought that, okay, if this person wasn't this, I wouldn't mind. So long this, no, if things have changed. If you do not have these three core values that are standards by which I measure myself heart by, like, you do not even fit to be called my friend. But that's it. So these values are what we use, what we choose to measure and value a situation by. Now, when you ask people, why do you feel okay, what are you feeling now? That's the first, when you understand, help them understand their emotions. They're like, oh, I'm lonely. Okay, why? That's because my ex-boyfriend left me. That's because, no, you really need to take charge of your life and stop blaming people. That's one irrational thought that I don't like, when you blame other people for your emotions. No. In the self-awareness layer, the first step is you understand, okay, I'm angry. Why? I'm angry because what this person said triggered something in me. I'm angry because what this person said is made me feel stupid, makes me feel like I do not have control over this situation. You don't need to have control over the situation. I mean, it's conversation between two people. In the part where somebody feels or somebody believes they have to, like, be in charge of something else or someone else, that's a problem. Do you understand? So now the thing is that when you ask why you feel I'm angry because this person told me I couldn't come to this party, and I was like, I've been his friend for so long, this person said something, I'm angry because I'm lonely and my ex-boyfriend broke up with me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, please, really need to grow up. It's 2023. Now, your values are what define who you are. It defines everything you do, and it determines who you let into your space. It also helps you to take charge of a situation. If everything you do and anybody you come in contact with do not stand up to these values, please, you should lose them. And yes, understanding yourself and going on the journey of self-awareness will make you lose weight. You will go through loss. You will go through loss. You'll feel betrayed. You'll be like, oh, no, I've been friends with this person for 10 years. I can't afford to lose them. Please. Be ready to lose them and be ready to take on new people also. So now, there are standards the society expects us to live by, but please, we aren't going to be like them. There are standards the society expects us to live by, but when you start to take charge of your life, you define the standards you want to live by. You determine the values by which you want to keep your life on that path. Now, you might want to sit down and think of five things
that influences your decision. Five things that influences your decision. Take for example, you're looking for a job. What kind of job do you want? You're going to tell me you want a job that pays well, you want a job that gives bonuses, you want a job that this, like that. I will tell you, if I want a job, I'll tell you, I want a job that pays well. I want a job with a good working environment. I don't want a job where my boss is going to get so pissed at me that he begins to insult me in front of everybody. I would not stay in that environment. No, I can't. Because I feel I have done so much work on myself that I would not even give someone else who does not even stay, who doesn't qualify by the standard, by my core values. This person does not even fit into 2/3 of my core values. Why am I still with you? Why? Because I feel I have done so much work for somebody to pull down by their own, maybe selfishness or just because of who they are. I know some people believe, okay, this is who I am, I ain't gonna change. If you're not gonna change, move away, please. Move. So, these core values defines everything you do. It determines who you let into your space. I'm not going to stay in a work environment that is toxic. I'm not going to stay in a work environment where I can't talk to my boss and my boss will talk to me back in such a demeaning, degrading way or manner. I'm not going to work in an environment where I would not be part of a team. I mean, I work in the healthcare sector. We're all a team. That's what makes everyone a team. What makes up a team? Different people who have their assignment. What is the goal? To make so-so patients healthy. Now, making so-so patients healthy, everybody in a team, there are hierarchy, there's a leader, there are followers, and then the followers, everybody is designated to each, everybody's each appointed an assignment and all that. I'm not going to work in an environment where there is no teamwork. No, I'm not. I'm not going to work in an environment where what my boss says to me would even make me feel so lesser than I am, than I perceive myself. Now, perceive myself, I'm not talking about ego, no. Do you understand? So, do you see that after this whole self-awareness and on this journey of self-discovery and all that, you begin to see that there is a shift in your perception, there's a shift in your values, there's a shift in things that you begin to accept and things that... Now, the funniest thing is that the people that you've been with for some time, you begin to wonder, why am I with this person? You begin to wonder, why? So, I've tolerated this for so long, no, I can't do this anymore. It is a beautiful experience. It's so lovely. But then you should be able to deal with the loss because you will lose friends. You will probably lose some deals, but it's worth it. Honestly, I can say it's worth it. So now, what I want you to take with you now is, these emotions are valid, but what makes them valid are the values by which you choose to measure them by. The values that we choose to measure them by, let me just take this last example. I feel betrayed by my very close friend. Probably we've been friends for 8 years. And I feel betrayed because there's this thing that's common now in my country. There's this jackpot where you like relocate from your country to another country, mostly for work because of the economy and all that. So let's assume my friend of 8 years, now Japa, that's traveled, migrated from my country to another country and he didn't tell me. Now I'm going to be like, oh God, that's so hurtful. How could he? We've been friends, we basically tell each other something. It could be that your friend has gone through this process of self-discovery and has found out his or her values, and then has measured you up to these values and say that you do not fit into any of these
Yeah, that's why they make silent moves and don't tell you. This person has gone several steps ahead of you. Let's say, for example, his values are kindness, effective communication. You people really underestimate communication. I feel like the whole problem in this world can be solved via communication and empathy. And then you are the type of person that, like, you say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. You don't even care about the other person. You're like, I've said my own, that's it. And this type of person that gets hurt easily by words. And he has been your friend and he's like, no, I can't take this anymore. I can't allow her to continue. I can't allow him to continue treating me this way. This person doesn't fit into my core values. I can't be with them anymore. That's what happens. And whenever I try to iron issues out with that, she's like, no, she has said her own. That's it. She's not going to talk to me anymore. That's it. That case closed. Whatever she says is fine now. My dear, that loss that you've been avoiding, you would have it. Now, this self-awareness makes us, it now gives you a review of every emotions you felt and be like, do you really have to go through that? Do you really have to be angry? This person does not stop, does not measure up to your core values. So why is it that whatever they said is making you angry? They do not even want the attention. So like, oh, it's true. Okay. He said this. Oh, that's fine. I can't deal with it. And you're like, no, I'm going to lose this person gradually. That's it. Do you understand? So now this self-awareness is such a beautiful journey. It's painful, but it's worth the pain. Because life itself. It's pain. So, I know this pain and loss are so inevitable. It's inevitable. So, don't even try to be like, no, I don't want to lose friends. I'm the type of person that like, no, I don't want to lose friends. My dear, my circle has gotten so smaller that I find relief. Like, but there are those people I know that I can pick up my phone at 2 a.m. when I call these people. Yes, I know they will show up for me. Do you understand? Compared to having a big circle of useless, bunch of useless people. No, not that they are useless, but to me, like, up to my values, they don't measure up to my values. So, if somebody that doesn't measure up to my values says something, I'm not even going to be angry. I'll just be like, oh, it's fine. It's okay. No, do you? It's all on me. It's me that gave you the time now. It's me that allowed you to do so. It's me that allowed you to talk to me like that. Do you understand? So, these values that we measure ourselves up to will help justify your emotions. Same with falling in love too. You'll be like, the first thing, do they measure up to my values? If they do not, please, you don't even want my heart beating an extra for Do you understand? So, these values are something you can sit down, just think about it. Okay, now, let me just give you an expo. So now, the expo I'm going to give you is how to identify your personal values. Okay. So there were these three things that I just sat down when my mentor gave me the assignment. It was like, I want you to find out what your personal values are. He said, take your time, don't tell me now, because if you tell me now, I know it's gonna be wrong. I want you to sit down, think, reflect, you know, understand the assignment, then like reevaluate it, you know, just think about it, give it a lot of thought, read books. Go and listen to people and then come back and tell me. They actually told me to write 5. So in those 5, we selected 3 that, you know, and all that. So I'm just going to give you these 3 things. I'm also going to write it also. So it's going to be an interactive one. I want you to write back to me. I want you to, if you are shy to write back in the comments, you can always send a mail to me. I would respond. So now these 3 things is, the first one is what someone does that makes you feel like what they say or do is so important to you. Now, it could be subjective or objective. Now, objective in objective, that means how it makes you feel about yourself. What they do that makes you, what they do, how it makes you feel about yourself. Or subjective, that it could be a trait or character that they have that makes you feel like this person deserves, in my own books, to be held in high esteem. The second one is what you cannot do without. For example, I can't do without being kind. I feel like kindness, I always have to be kind to everybody. Everybody is deserving of kindness from me, from other people. What you cannot do without. The third one is what irritates you, the opposite of it. For example, I hate lies. Please don't lie to me. So now, the opposite is truth. Those core values. Now, you could derive 5 or 7, but to make it less bulky and something you can easily memorize and remember and keep at your left hand, like Yoruba would say, so you don't put it on your right hand to eat, and if you're left-handed, keep it on your right hand. So use your left hand to eat. So now, these 3 questions I want you to ask yourself, and then think about it. Think about it. Maybe your pastor, your mentor, your best friend, your friends, and all that. Or it could be someone you listen to, your favorite podcaster, your favorite author, your favorite preacher, whoever it is that you hold in esteem. That's what that applies to the first one. Then the second, the other two, mainly this about. So you have to sit down, reflect, think, understand, digest, you know, do all those whole processes and all that. So then, if you're able to come down with more than 3, then you now select those 3 that you will use as standards for yourself. So those 3 are standards. They are values by which you measure other people by. If they do not meet up to this, now kick them out. Start kicking them out. Now the thing is that after those ones are out, you now begin to make room and begin to see so many people in different lights. You're like, oh wow, this person has always been like this. Wow, that's nice. Then you begin to move closer to people who stand, who fall, who are deserving of your time, of your attention, and everything. And I'm sorry if these people that you hold in high esteem, also people that, you know, these new people in your space now, some of them may not want to. You know, everybody, if everybody does this thing, you know, we all can't have the same values. We can't have the same values, understandable. That means even the person you choose to have in your space may not have you in our space. But man, that's how life is. You know? You understand? So this is the assignment. There are 2 assignments already. The first one is the self-awareness layer. Then the second one is how to identify your core values and live by them. So I will see you later. So, okay, bye. So, do not forget to send me a mail. Talking code TALKINQUOTES@gmail.com. And please like, leave a comment. I'll be waiting. I really, really want to hear from you. Bye.